as a part of your duties as a communist activist, you found yourself at a World Vision crusade sent to spy, I understand, on the leaders of that event. So take us behind that and explain what happened that day, if you could.
You know, my communist mentor, Mr. Advait, gave me that assignment that I, would be at the gospel meeting at one of the conference halls in Phnom Penh, the capital city of Cambodia, and then to write a list of how many Cambodians that were helped organize that gospel meeting, you know, to get their name, the address, as many as possible, so that the company would do a disciplinary action.
Understood.
Yeah.
But you, as you went to that event, you heard the gospel of Jesus
the
Christ.
The story of the prodigal son was properly told and explained. And then I saw myself at as that prodigal son.
So you identified with that story.
Yes. Then I saw that God was gracious and merciful, you know, to forgive my sins.
Understood. And so what was it about the person of Jesus Christ that appealed to you as an individual and caused you to turn your life over to him?
You know, I used to think that Jesus was a Western religious leader. Then the preacher, Dr. Stan Mooneyham, was able to portray him as he is the savior of the world, you know, and he is my personal savior that could save me from any trouble, any kinds of sins and offenses or, you know, or condemnations. Wow. Because he gave his life for all sinners.